Good evening, Morgan and Gemma.
Yes, good Hello. Evening.
Good evening, otherwise known as Saint Sister.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very, very good. I'm so happy to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad. First of all, let's analyze your name, Saint Sister, because it's a weird name in a way. You're not sisters.
No, we're not sisters.
That's important to know. And then the saint, like, where does that come from? Are you really Catholic?
No, it kind of came from, we were O-Sister beforehand for a long time, well, for a couple of months, and there was another act under O-Sister as well, so didn't know about that, and then they made contact with us. So we thought we wanted to keep the sister, because we wanted something that represented the sisterhood and the bond that we shared, and then we were trying to just come up with the word that would go before it to really make it glue together, and I think it was Gemma came up with the saint, and it's more to add weight to the name and spirituality and just kind of the sanctity of sisterhood that is the main kind of focus.
Because you're not sisters biological speaking, but in a way
we each have one sister, and that's like no brother, so we both have two female at home as well. So
yeah, but you have in a way a kind of saint-like feel, because when I look at your Instagrams, for example, last week you played in Amsterdam in a church.
Yeah.
And then before you played in a church in Scotland, in Glasgow.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of churches.
You loved churches.
Yes, we do. They're lovely places to play, and they're such beautiful buildings, and people are generally very quiet whenever you play in a church. So I think we enjoy.
It really goes well with your sound too, I think. This big echoing room.
Yes.
Yeah, things carry really well, and it's a really nice experience to play in a church.
Talking about taking people to churches, Hozier, the bass player of Hozier, the Irish singer-songwriter, is that, of Take Me to Church, the song. He's working with you?
Yeah.
Are you recording with him for your new album?
We are, yeah. We're all good friends. We all met in college, which is where Morgan and I met as well, actually. And for the past 2 years or so, we've been recording music with Alex down in his studio in Kerry. We've recorded an EP there and a couple of singles, and now we're finishing off the album, and we're doing it all down there again with him. So
yeah, you're taking your time to record it.
Yeah, we've taken our time, but we're,
which is important. Like a lot of young bands, they rush into it 1 week to record everything. You're spreading it out, taking the time.
Yeah.
Is it necessary, do you think?
We released our first EP that was about a year and a half or 2 years ago now, and we played a good few gigs just after that, and the live thing kind of, not that we prioritized that, but we just kind of went with the flow and played as many gigs as we could, and if tours came up, we went on them, and it happened a few times where we thought, okay, we'll dedicate that time to recording, but then something came up, and we just, at the time, it just felt like we should put our energy into that, because it's very important as well. So
what is a little difficult with recording right now is that your voice itches a little bit.
I know, you can hear it, can you?
Tiny bit. When I remember how your song sounds on the other EP.
It's a bit,
How does that work when you're recording and your voice hurts a little?
It's tough, we've had that for the past couple of weeks, where we've been in the studio, and I don't know, maybe it's the time of year, but everyone's getting sick. And we're all desperately trying to keep ourselves healthy. But yeah, my voice has been going. So it's been a lot of pressure on Morgan's voice.
Okay. Yeah.
She's been doing all the recording.
But it adds a little layer of bass in your song.
I've just avoided it, but next week, pressure's on me to get rid of this thing and
better get
be able
better.
To
drink
be
some tea.
And, yes, lots of tea.
And rest. Let's listen to a song that you recorded here in our studio today. Very beautiful song, Madrid. Do we have to know something about it before we're listening to this session?
It's called Madrid because a friend of mine moved to Madrid, and for a long time, every time I thought about him and his life there, I just thought that it was this kind of untouchable, incredible place that we'd never been to, and we only recently went there, and it just became this place of dreams. So that's why it's called Madrid. It's kind of that out of reach, grass is always greener feeling, where you feel like the other person's having a way better time and that you can't reach them in some way. So yeah, it was kind of perfect that we hadn't made it to Madrid, because I was able to keep that idea up for a long time, that I didn't know what it was like, but I just imagined it was the best place in the world, and it is, it's beautiful. We went recently, it's lovely.
Okay, and even horen hoe dat dan klinkt in muziek, de stad Madrid. I'm glad. Madrid van Saint Esther. Yeah, Morgan and Gemma. Do I say it right, Gemma, or do you say Gemma?
Gemma.
Gemma, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's an Irish pronunciation of Gemma. You have this mix, also a very Irish mix in a way, of this beautiful instrument, the harp, and the electronics in it. The electronics, I understand in a way, because we're all children of the 90s here, I think.
Yes, definitely.
But the harp, you've worked on it like a long time. You've studied music?
Yeah, I did. I studied music and composition in college, but I grew up playing the harp and piano, and I played a lot of classical music, but I was very much steeped in the traditional side of things as well. So, yeah, I've been playing harp since I was 4 or 5 years old, maybe. It just kind of has always been part of what I do. And I guess, yeah, when we started making music together, I guess we started with the basics, which was our voices and the harp. We just kind of liked the blend and built it up from there.
Because it stands out, of course, pop music with harp in it. When was the first time you switched from playing traditionals to creating your own music and making more poppy kind of things?
I didn't do a whole lot of that until we started singing together.
Oh, wow.
I was experimenting more in college with, like, when I was studying more with, like, it was harp and electronics, so it was kind of had a contemporary twist on it, but it wasn't songwriting as such, so I would say it was more, definitely in the more contemporary sphere, but when you kind of bring it together with the singer-songwriter element, I guess it becomes something else again. So, yeah, a couple of years, I'd say, maybe when I was 19, a couple of years ago, yeah.
And you, Morgan, you didn't study music, but you've been experimenting with your cork, too?
Yeah, well, I started doing things more like singer-songwriter stuff, and I never really played instruments on stage until we started playing together. I was always just singing, and then I'd get a friend to play guitar, and it was much more folky country kind of stuff. And then I remember we started playing together, and Gemma was like, I think it needs another layer. And she's like, you could play the cork. And I was terrified because I knew that it needed it, and it's pretty simple stuff. It's not rocket science, but I just was so nervous about doing something new on stage because I felt like I'd mastered singing on stage in terms of my nerves, and I wasn't so scared about that anymore.
How do you see your music evolving right now? Because you're recording other songs. Your album is going to come out later. Not sure when. When will it come out? Do you have an idea?
We're not quite sure.
Okay.
We'd say it'll be next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Are there going to be more electronic songs on there, or will it more evolve in a more quiet singer-songwriter way?
It's kind of gone both. Like, it kind of goes in the extremes of both, we think, in terms of the new songs that are on there. Yeah, you have the very soft, really more intimate songs, and then there's quite heavier stuff where we've really messed around with just new things in the studio. We love just kind of messing and throwing things down, and we try not to. We play with a band on stage as well, so there are only two of us. But we something we kind of said from the start was we didn't want to be limited by just what we have currently, just the two of us. So we kind of make the songs first and then deal with the headache of bringing it all together after. So we travel with a band when we can, so drums, bass, and a few extra synths and things like that. So now we have the songs are done. We have to bring it all back into the live realm, which we're looking forward to.
Does it help to play the harp in Ireland to attract audiences?
I'm not sure.
I guess it's not that commonly played for, even though it's our national instrument. Yeah, it's on our coins and stuff, so it's such a big like symbol for us. But I guess it's played in the traditional scene a little bit more, but it helps in that people aren't expecting to see a harp, so I guess it piques someone's interest. But yeah, I think that's kind of the extent.
It's not as common as you might think.
Okay.
It's quite a stereotype.
It's maybe a bit of a cliche.
But it's actually not. Yeah, we're not all running around.
No.
Playing harps.
Okay, cool. I'm really looking forward to your album, hoping that it will come out very soon. And I'm also hoping you would come back to Belgium very soon. You played before with Lisa Hannigan in the Botanique.
Yes, beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Well, come back.
We will.
Love to.
Let's listen to the last song you played for us, Corpses, which is a song with Without the Korg, where you can focus on your singing. to Morgan, thank you so much, Saint Sister.
Thank you so much.
And see you soon.
Thank you,
bye. Bye-bye.
Keeps you sane. danced to Elvis in the kitchen.